Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, let me tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. Anchor App is an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds, and you can add your own music of choice through the app's approval or choose from the different selections that they have within the app. Simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. The bonus, the actual bonus, y'all, is that you can get paid from different sponsors per segment, and the app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and will send you frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, YouTube, and so much more. If you ever think about having an investment in a career, of a lifestyle in podcasting, Anchor App is the best way to go. And my segment of the day is called No Rewriting the Story of the Old. You're on a whole new chapter of the future. And it's true. A lot of times we go through our setbacks, you know, our anger, our confusion, and we allow ourselves to keep mentioning the past. You know, I used to allow myself to do that, but it's like we're in a vibration of you're creating evolution, you're creating new. And it's like your story of experience in your life is what got you here. And that story of your experience has got you here on a path of purpose. That's where it allowed you to find yourself. This is where it was telling you, you can create your own new foundation based on truth. Maybe your life has been altered in some kind of way. Maybe it's been in a vibration of deception in some kind of crazy way. But now is at that time you went through these experiences to where you can be bold, you can be resilient, you know, you can be that rebel of a beast, you know, of being everything that you never imagined you can be, plus so much more. And it's at that time where, you know, the story, your old story may have gotten you in the door, but you're trying to create a whole new building. And this is where it's going to create a whole new chapter in life, or even maybe a whole new book. It's like you finished that one, you got there. You know, there'll be different situations that got you in a purpose where you say you've probably been hurt in a very deep way, and you say, I've been through this, you know, I can't believe this happened to me, you know. And when you're allowing yourself to heal, you didn't realize, you know, you constantly kept saying, you know, I never want anybody to go through this, you know, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. And you did not realize that was the exact purpose that was going to create something of a new for you. This is a whole new situation that is a unexpected concept with you that's creating you to be a better person, for you to be able to move differently, you know, speak upon, you know, your surroundings differently, even yourself, you know, what you're trying to do out in the world. What do you want to create change that needs in the world? Because we need so much of it right now. You know, there are so much of us against each other. There are so many of us backstabbing each other. When can we make the choice of being in unity? You know, bump the diversity and the adversity. When can we come into unity where we're there to support each other? You know, not bringing each other down, you know, trying to use each other as competition, you know, when we can be each other's, you know, allies or something. You know, you can be the aces. Is like, you know, this is a person that I can see growing with. This is a person I can see manifesting with. These are the different things that I'm bringing into my life where, you know, my old story has taught me so much about myself I didn't realize. You know, even from the hurt and pain, whatever I went through, it rerouted me to the core of myself that I was not ready to yet acknowledge. And these are the different things that we're going through when we're exploring ourselves. Because there's a lot of times, it's just like some of our lives, or a lot of our lives, are alike, is that we have different, you know, we have same situations, but pretty much different destinies or different scenarios in it. It's like, you know, you may be on that vibration of healing, you know, self-acceptance, forgiveness, you know, letting go, all these different things that are taking place. And then when you're going through those and you're allowing yourself to really see things through a positive perspective, you know, we can always, you know, it's easy to fall back in old ways. It's easy for us to be negative Nancy. It's easy for us to be, you know, petty Pete. You know, it can be all those different things. And when you're allowing yourself to be in those vibrations, when it takes you, you know, it takes a lot of energy to be strong when you want to be weak. There'll be different times where it takes a lot of frequency to be, you know, persistent when it's just so many different things that could take place in your life that you want to give up. And these are the things that's like you keep climbing, you keep allowing yourself to see the sights of what is taking place, you know, finding out the new things that you're taking a different avenue in your life where it took my whole life in a whole different direction. I never planned that. You know, it'd be different times where if you're going through these changes in your life that really just shocked you to the core, like, oh my gosh, you know, I've been so determined. You know, we can be so determined on things that are not for us. You know, there's a lot of times we probably invested in so many things that was like so many red flags were showing this is a waste of time, but it's not, you know, not a waste of time, but this is something that's not destined for you. It's not a waste of time because you're learning something from you know thinking this is for you, but it wasn't for you. So I let me retort that, because it's like, you know, nothing is never a waste of time. Anything that we did, it was never in vain. You had to go through these things. You know, it's like the people that you dated, the people that you connected with, the people that you thought you loved, you know, the jobs you went through, you know, all these different things has taught you something in some kind of way where, you know, we are that, you know, the master contractor, or how you say, I'm trying to find a word for it, y'all, come on, babe, with me. It's like you, construction. You know, you own your own construction and you have that blueprint. And this is like, you can design how you want to design this. How do you see this in a view? How do you get a vision of how you want to build this up? You know, because a lot of times our lives is based off of things that's no longer serving us. The negative, the lies, the mask. You know, this is at a time where it's telling you, be transparent, be authentic. You know, you're creating the best version of yourself. You know, the old lie got you, you know, the old line of your story of life got you through the door, but now you're trying to manifest a whole new building. You can't use that same story that you got for this because you're on a whole new different level. You're not on that same level anymore. You're not on that same vibe anymore. This is something real new. You know, things, when we're ending things, things get hectic, things get crazy. And these are the things that's showing you, you know, better is coming into your life, but you had to go through these hardships. You had to go through setbacks. You had to go through failures, impulse decisions, you know, but these are the things that's creating that. I was telling my video a few minutes ago, and it's just like, this is a whole new flex. You know, a failure is a whole new flex that's preparing you for that winning. That is a whole new flex of winning right there, because you allowed yourself to go through that vibration of failure. And when you're going through that vibration of failure, you're finding out new experiences, because a lot of times we can go down a road and not realize that God and universe is just, that was their master plan, because they knew this wasn't going to work, but they knew there were certain things that you had to learn for this to show. It didn't work in that way that you were predicting, but it was in a way where it was teaching you about yourself, teaching you about gifts that you may have had, hidden talents you may have not known you had. And these are the things that you had to be able to go through from that story that you have had, from those insights you had. Because I was saying that in my video when I was telling them, you know, prime example, you may have been sent on a path that you went all through so many different directions and it just didn't work, but you allowed yourself to go through that. Even if you didn't know if you were going to fail, if this is going to be a major setback or a powerful power play, but you allowed yourself to go through that and explored every avenue. And it's just like, you know, look, you know, man, I'm bummed, you know, this didn't work out. You know, I've tried every way possible to try to make this work, but it still wasn't, you know, it wasn't getting me in that vibration. It didn't show me where I was excited about it. I wasn't fulfilled. But there are so many different things I learned about myself on that voyage. There's so many different experiences that taught me so much about myself on so many different levels in so many different ways. And that was the exact reason why you had to go through that failure. And that was that new flex of a win for you. And for those different things that's taking place, you're allowing yourself to really see that you're beginning a whole new book. You're not on that chapter of that old life anymore. This is that person, like, you were when you were going through your healing, that was your work progress. But now you don't shut the door to that. You know, a lot of times it can get very fearful for that because you don't know what to happen next. You don't know if you're in the door yet, not even knowing that you're outside the door, but you're visualizing, you're seeing the hardship that you went through. You see the struggle that you've gone through, the constant no's that you had to go through, the constant doors that you knocked on that didn't open for you. And these are the things that you allowed that to happen, even so many times that you wanted to give up. And these are the things that was prepping you. It's just like, even when you didn't have that flower that you needed, you know, it's like, give me my flowers. You're going to get those, but you're going to get a whole new floral. You know, you're going to have your old garden. You're going to have your own greenhouse. And those are the different things. They ain't going to give you just one little measly flower. They're about to give you a whole bouquet of a whole, you know, you're going to have your own factory of flowers, you know. And those are the things, because of the hardship you went through. And you just don't know, from the things that you're going through, it can be that investment to help others as well. You know, you don't realize that you are bringing life back into a world that feels dead. You know, it's just, there's so much negative that goes out in the world. And it's just like, I'm that type of person where you're so used to the negative. Inspire me, you know, impress me by allowing me to hear the good that goes on in the world, because we see so much of it. You know, and it needs to have a balance to where the negative, the devils, you know, all those things is just, it comes to a halt. It comes to a complete stop. This is where now it is where that the reflection of goodness comes out into the world, you know, support that comes out to the world. And when that's happening, you're doing that through the moments of the experience of where your life is taking you. And this is where you really don't know just the things that you have overcome. You are becoming somebody's prayer. You know, they got prayer warriors that's going on for them, to where I need someone who's going to tell me how I can get over this. Or I went through some kind of abuse and I'm really trying to see how to heal from this. And you don't realize you done got over so many different things into your life that it created a whole new you. Even though you went through hurt, pain, hate, anger, you know, just confusion in every kind of way. When you finally got there, you seen how you appreciated those things that you have gone through, you know. And so many of us have gone through some very hurtful situations in our life, and it could really be critical to our lives, to where it could have really took us down that path of sadness, like really bad, you know. And sometimes it can start that way. You know, there's a lot of us that have addictions, or we have a way of seeing our preference of ourselves as being not good. But then it'll be something that can be that smack of reality, the way I have that choice to change if I choose to. Let me allow myself to be strong. Let me allow myself to be resilient. I want my life to be better. And it's just like, it's not going to be handed to us. That's something we have to be able to allow change to take place in, for that to take place. And so when I allow myself to do that, I'm creating a book of myself where it has different tables of content. It has that powerful intro. And then when it gets to the end, you're going to have that special thanks to everything that happened to you, whether it was good or bad. You're going to appreciate them as an experience of a level up in so many different ways, that you're going to really appreciate all those things that took place in your life, because it defined you as being the best you. And you're going to never want to regret those things that's taking place in your life, because it brought you to a place within yourself that you never knew you were. So I hope you were able to resonate with the segment of the day, y'all. If you're ever on YouTube, please stop by my channel. I would love to be able to connect with you. Please let me know that you got in contact with me from my podcast. It'll be greatly appreciated. I leave all my information in the description box below. You know, much love to you. You know, we're all going through different things of our life where, you know, changes can really, you know, really, really, really put us in a dark place. But these are the different things where that darkness is going to eventually lead you to light. So do not allow yourself to give up. You know, times are hard, but it makes you even harder. You know, God never puts, you know, he will always put his strongest warriors in the toughest wars, because we're always going to win that. We're always going to conquer that. So this is your time. So much love to you. God bless. Namaste.